So the Soviet state did not immediately take responsibility for all of these problems we've mentioned. In general, it was counter-revolutionary wrecking that was to blame, according to officials. That includes hoarding and sabotage and so forth, and sometimes bureaucracy, but it was bureaucracy that individual officials were accused of, and self-criticism and raising of worker consciousness was how they would battle bureaucracy. Was this accurate? Is that what should have been to blame, or were they just symptoms, and was there an underlying cause that should have been seen as the problem? Could the state or the people learn from these mistakes and find a way to bring about socialism, or was socialism the actual problem? Were they addressing the actual issues? Could those issues be addressed without giving up on socialism? What caused the shortages? What caused the drops in production and the transport problems and so on? Is this inevitable? Was it a matter of tools and materials? Should they have imported more from abroad? Did they have a problem because capitalist countries refused to trade with them? Did they try it at the wrong time? Of course, they were kind of pushed into it and because of the failure of NEP. But this is the question: what is the underlying cause, and could they overcome the problems without giving up on socialism altogether?